With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And we are on the clean feed, John.
Yeah.
Down the computers.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm live from home in Oxfordshire. You are live from home, wherever it is you live. Nobody knows.
Yeah, you do. Kingston, London.
Kingston. Kingston
Royal
Town.
Of Kingston upon Thames.
It's a UB40 special.
Do. Is that Kingston Town?
What's your favourite UB40 song, John?
I hate UB40. I don't even begin to get me started on how
Which makes it an even odder choice for you to say, let's do a UB40 special.
I don't think I said that, did I?
You did. You said this morning, we're going to make this a UB40 special. I'm drinking red wine.
Astro and all the lads. No. Oh, awful. It's just cultural appropriation.
Like it.
It's just terrible.
Quasi reggae.
Like, but sung by a white
reggae
man.
Like,
oh, it's awful. Kill it with fire.
Very successful though, John.
Well, yeah, I'm in the minority, I'm sure. CAC.
Very successful group. A lot of people love them.
Well.
And isn't a UB40 an unemployment benefit?
Is that what it is?
Unemployment Benefit 40, I think, is okay. What UB40 stands for.
Yeah. UB, sorry.
Now. UB40. Hey, I didn't think we'd get off to this. How did we get off to this, John?
Gone in on UB40 early doors.
How did we get off? How do we get on? I don't know how that started.
Kingston.
Here we are.
Kingston Town.
Oh, yeah, Kingston Town. They're an English reggae pop band formed in December 1978 in Birmingham.
Yeah.
More than 50 singles. If you were doing 3 in 10, John.
We've had a lot to go.
50 to choose from. This morning, Ken Bruce, Blue, was the 3 in 10.
Right.
Ready, John? 1, 2, 3, go. 3 in 10, Blue.
All Rise. Guilty, was that a song?
8. 7.
Oh, Blue. All right.
6. 5.
I can't think of a third. Blue.
3.
Oh.
2.
No idea.
1.
No, can't. The pressure.
I've never got a 3 in 10 ever. I'd only get a 3 in 10 if they said Frank Sinatra or James Taylor. That's the only.
Okay, do you not know what you could have had? Here you go.
Yeah, I know. And then they list off a bunch of random songs no one's ever heard.
One Love. I don't think Guilty was a sign. Oh no, it was a song. Yeah, it was.
Drive by with the lockdown.
All
got
right,
the city
One
on
Love.
Lockdown.
Yeah,
that's a good one, isn't it?
One
Those Love.
Three that people know,
when the hip hop beats.
So I've got two of them. Oh, we could have had
anyway,
we could have
talking
had
of One Love,
the
John.
Word, the duet with
oh, yeah,
John.
That's that duet, isn't it? Yeah.
If You Come Back, that ballad. If You Come Back. Awful.
Never heard it. Not awful, John. I like Blue. They're a good bunch of lads.
No, but that song particularly is awful. Couple of bangers, though.
couple of bangers. Speaking of a couple of bangers, it's me and you talking about the national obsession, the National League. John, we had last week off. You were poorly. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I am. Sorry, I had the flu last week. I couldn't get my head off the pillow. I was death's door. So I'm
not even the National League could resuscitate you, John.
No, it couldn't. I'm so sorry. But we're back.
We're back. Here we are. Back once again with the Renegade Master, EL Posse, Power to the People say. And I've sort of forgotten the National League's still on, which I didn't think I'd ever say, because of the World Cup. And I thought, oh, I'm not going to watch this World Cup. I'm going to absolutely deny it's on. All those things, you know, be really stand up for the rights of everybody. And I've given all that up and I've watched nearly every single match.
But then you can watch Ecuador v Senegal at 10:30 on a Monday morning. And okay, I'll have some of that.
Campaign, John, for the National League to play games at 10 o'clock in the morning on the telly.
Well, this Saturday's 12:30. So,
for the self-employed amongst us and the people who work at nights, it's been an absolute dream come true.
Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it?
Oh, just waking up, drop the kids off to school. Then that sounds like a euphemism in both ways.
The morning ablution.
Have a cup of coffee, sit down, lovely big match on. Now, that BT Sport should look at this. 100% look at this for the National League.
Do you think players are at their optimum, though, at 10 a.m? Do you think?
Be at their optimum. Be at their optimum.
Get used to it.
They always say they should train. They should train that top-level sports stars do their training at the time they're going to do it.
At that time you're going to play.
That their body is ready at that time. So I've always thought, that's why night matches, I reckon, are a little bit different because they never train at 7:30 at night when they probably should. Why don't they?
No, that's true. But they never.
What
really
time does training start, John? I don't know. I've never been training. What time does training start?
It's in the morning. So they don't train at 3 o'clock either.
They don't play at 9 o'clock, whatever it is in the morning.
Really, they should train with a crowd yelling at them. So, you know, because if you want to recreate your match environment, you need Roger and Brian next to the
bloody rubbish. Run faster!
Get those cones out!
It's rubbish.
Put a bib on you, you're in green, you bastard!
Move a bit, mannequin!
Yeah.
No midfield. That's the other thing that would happen to our
club. Now, have we had a report from the Glaps?
I don't know. Have we had any letters from the Glaps Gladiators? Let us know how it's going with no midfield.
I don't know. I don't think we've had a letter, so unless it's been on the Twitter and I've missed it.
Yeah, not really. I think they've lost a couple, though. The other thing I read this week, John, which you might be interested in, or not, who knows?
I'm always interested.
I'm going to say it anyway. That's podcasting. I don't know if you're interested in this or not, but I'm going to say it anyway.
He's going to say it anyway.
Yeah, I'm going. That should be a new section of this podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to say it anyway. Exciting news, actually. Speaking of new, I will tell you what I was going to say in a minute. But speaking of new sections, John, we've put some money in, haven't we, to the National League computer prediction system.
Oh,
was that this week?
I thought it was coming on this week, yeah.
Oh, right. We've got some predictions, have we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, lovely. I didn't know. I know we'd put the money in, but some seed funding into it.
Well, we thought it was about time that the National League got with the times and got analytical, got statistical, brought in the machines.
We saw this, we thought we'll put some seed, all the advert money we're getting, the thousands of pounds worth of advert money we're getting now, we've put it back into the National League and it's a National League prediction computer, is it, John?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the prediction robot is...
Tech Watch, robot, prediction robot.
It's basically got all the answers for you this weekend.
Oh, that's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that.
Test it out.
Anyway, what I was going to tell you is, I read a thing this morning that said, if you tell a sprinter in training to just run at 85% of their capacity, they always run faster.
Right.
Than they normally would.
Why is that?
Because the relaxation that comes with going, I'm not going to just stress myself and give it 100%. I'm going to give it 85%.
Oh, okay.
Means you relax more and your limbs relax more and you run faster.
Right.
And I think we can all take this on in life, John. I'm going to give it 85%, which I think would be such a good post-match thing to say. Well, Gary, you won today. You won 8-0 today. Well, yeah, we were giving it 85%.
85%, yeah. God, it looked like you're giving it at least 85% out there.
You know, to be honest with it, you know.
Certainly no more than 90.
If you hear the players just getting in there on this late 70s, top level 70%.
And that combined with the no midfield formation... And the inverted Jenny.
Gave you the 8 goals today, Vidagra and Nurbridge.
Inverted Jenny.
The inverted Jenny, of course. Playing that system, really revolutionising the whole...
So, you know, 80% inverted Jenny, no midfield. It looks like you really sorted out the problems in the squad.
Well, we ran in with the inverted Jenny, the 85% and no midfield, and it seems to be working out.
Let's see if we can have a word with a few of the lads, get them to try it out. Just put 85% in.
Just 85%. Enjoy yourself. 15%, just vibes. I'm going to take it into my career, John.
Just Mr. 85%.
Oh, speaking of my career, tickets are on sale for my tour, John. Tickets are on sale. Feb 24th in Tynmouth. Yep. I know a lot of Torquay fans are coming. It's not just a Torquay tour, though.
It's not a Torquay podcast.
It's not a talkie podcast. I know we have other people.
Yeah,
I'll give you a few dates if that's all right, John.
Sure.
Get your tickets now. Go to Charlie Baker Comedy website. You can book tickets from there. Friday, February 24th in Tynmouth at the Pavilions. 100 tickets already sold, John, and it only seats 180. So if anyone else wants to come there, do get your tickets. Thursday, the 2nd of March, Maidenhead, the Maidenhead Equation.
It's a national. You might make we're that all one. Going on a National League tour.
You might. Make that one, who knows?
Yeah, I'll get
Thursday the 16th of March, Brighton at the Forge, not Comedia, at the Forge,
okay,
which is a new comedy club, very, very nice. Thursday, 16th of March. Friday, 17th of March, Fareham at the Ashcroft.
Right.
Saturday the 25th of March, bloody Cornwall, innit? You bat! Yeah. Bloody hell! St. Austell Art Centre.
Exciting.
Linton in North Devon on Sunday, 26th of March.
Yeah.
In the Town Hall. Friday 14th of April, Borden, the Phoenix. Borden is in Hampshire, I think.
Because I have no idea where that is.
No. Saturday the 20th, this is a better one for you, John. 22nd of April, Walton-on-Thames.
Perfect.
Riverhouse Barn. Beautiful. It's an absolutely lovely venue, that. No free tickets, though, for you, John.
No,
support
no, no,
the arts.
I'm happy to support the arts. It's one stop on the train. It costs me nothing.
I will be at the McHuntliff Comedy Festival.
Excuse me.
In McHuntliff Comedy Festival. You didn't just break up. on Sunday the 30th of April. It's a brilliant comedy festival. It's in a little place in Wales. Bath Comedia, Wednesday 3rd of May. Friday the 12th of May, Didcot, Cornerstone Arts Centre. Sunday the 14th of May, I'll be in Salford, Manchester, at the Lowry. And last time I went there, I think I sold 21 tickets. So.
Was everybody who attended the Lowry like a stick man?
There's a photo of all 21 going to the show. Friday the 19th of May, Birmingham Glee, which is a beautiful venue, and that'll be lovely. That's it for the spring. There might be more in the winter, but there we are. If anyone would like to go to any of those, go to Charlie Baker Comedy. 24-hour pasty, people, is the title of the tour, and it is a lot of... John, you've seen some of it.
I've seen most of it.
It's telling fun. You some new bits yesterday about swans, and you were laughing. So
yeah, that was good. That was very good.
Anyway, John, let's watch. Hello?
Hello.
Anyway, John, let's work out what's coming up in the podcast.
On this week's edition of the National Obsession, then, we have National League news to catch up on.
I like it when you do it like a racehorse commentator.
On this week's edition... And it's Bardic and Wilson and Bromley and Yeovil. Yes, National League news to catch up on.
As we
mentioned earlier, we have sunk all the ad money from the National Obsession so far into...
Thousands of pounds.
Into the National League robot, which we've had built
so
to
everyone
spec.
Everyone who's joined the army, everyone who's listened to those other podcasts that appear to be super successful but want to advertise... on ours. Don't really understand.
Yeah,
that.
Peter Crouch really thinks really? we're the way in for him to get more listeners. Well, good for him.
Good
he knows
luck
a successful
to him. Well,
podcast when he sees
on,
it
on the ice, Peter.
Yeah, it's all thanks to you. So we've had him built, and he's going to make his debut today, predicting this weekend's results.
Oh,
and
exciting.
We've got letters as well. We've got some lovely letters.
Well, it sounds great, John. It sounds like a brilliant podcast.
It sounds like a podcast.
Tell me what has been happening in the National League, because I haven't got a bloody clue.
Well, let's make life easy for ourselves and just only go back as far as Saturday just gone.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, we'll be here
not
all
doing
day.
Last week. Ignoring last week, just no platforming. Hey, it's the trophy soon. You know, platform. Even in this terrible season, because I'm thinking, oh, you know what? I might get into the trophy. We've got Chippenham at home.
Not interested. Can we just forego it? Can we just pull out?
No, got to get in the in the trophy. I think we win the trophy this year. He's so Torquay United to win the trophy this year.
Aldershot 2 Southend 0. Result up from Saturday.
That's a shock result, John. I wouldn't have predicted that.
No, I didn't. But Aldershot are just picking up sort of half decent results every now and again. That was their first win in three, but they're back in business. Justin, I'm a loser, baby. Got one of the goals.
Oh yeah. Why don't you hear me? Yeah.
Altrincham 2, Eastleigh 1, which I saw coming a mile off. Eastleigh.
Did you, John?
Bottle jobs, absolutely.
Oh, you hate them.
3 matches unbeaten now for Altrincham. So they're going along quite nicely as
good.
Well.
Yeah,
they're picking
very
up.
Pleased for them.
Yeah, really pleased for them. Really pleased for them all. Good luck
sounding
to you.
Sounding bitter, John. Yeah. Sounding a little bit bitter.
No,
but
good luck
you know.
To you.
No, I'm very pleased for all the National League sides.
We've got Dorking 1 York 0 as well, so York paying the price so far for their sacking John
I wonder why they got rid of him.
Yeah, I know. I think they've got ideas above their station, perhaps.
You think? Wonder where he'll turn up next. It was the Ork Derby,
of course,
which we talked about before. How exciting.
Manny Duku, Mr. Sitter as well.
Oh, Manny.
Yeah.
Oh, Manny, we did that. It was good. What episode number was that, John?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Fast closing in on episode 200. We've done a lot of this, John, haven't we? A lot of these people catch up on.
I know, there's lots to catch up on. Yeah, episode 200 around the corner. I wonder what delights await us.
A damp squib.
Have Jack Jebb playing for them as well, but we're not going to make any jokes about Jack Jebb's name. It's too
Jack
easy.
Jack Jebb. Yes, yeah, tap in.
Too simple.
Would you rather Jack than Fleetwood Mac, John? What is your favourite Fleetwood Mac song, John?
Do you know what? My favourite Fleetwood Mac song is...
What's your favourite song? I nearly said it.
Come on.
Number 3 by Aphex Twin.
Aphex Twin, right up there. It's certainly not anything by UB40 either. Gold Dust Woman. I love Gold Dust Woman by Fleetwood Mac on the Rumours album.
I don't know that. Well,
A big... Oh, there he goes on the bass.
Just edit this. I got it wrong. Here it is.
No.
There
it's
it
great.
Is.
And it's at full speed.
Going well, isn't it? The bass guitar.
We will be going out as Chaz and John in no time.
That's Beat It. Not Beat It, Billie Jean. Billie Jean.
Okay.
Billie Jean.
I would have put it down after The Chain, to be honest.
The Chain.
Yeah, The Chain.
You're legally obliged to learn The Chain when you get a bass guitar.
Yeah.
First thing.
Do you want to know about the Maid Derby? Maidstone, Maidenhead. It was
3-2
Maidstone.
Was it?
Maidenhead, a classic.
I have not looked at scores. I've not looked at any scores. I don't know why that is, because I'm so into it. I really should. The equation
we didn't
has paid
do one
off
last week because there was no episode. Would we have probably gone for a Maidenhead defeat at Maidstone? Probably.
Probably, yes.
It's got all the hallmarks of a Maidenhead defeat. That. Do you want to know who they're playing this weekend?
I wonder if the robot, when we speak to the robot later on, will just say, refer to the equation. I can imagine.
I reckon he probably will. let's have a look at the equation, because they've got Dorking at home this weekend.
Ooh, that's an interesting one, isn't it? Maidenhead v Dorking at home.
Yeah, so Maidenhead are at home. Maidenhead are 13th, Dorking are 14th. Could be closer.
This is tough.
Money spent probably around about the same.
Expectation
would be for a Maidenhead win at home, I would have thought.
Dorking are good, John. They are good.
They'd fancy themselves against Dorking, I reckon. Distance.
Well, but everyone. The thing is about it, Dorking, is everybody fancies themselves against Dorking.
Well, they all get. Yeah, I know.
They all fancy themselves, and then Dorking turn up and run at them, and everyone goes, "Oh no!"
I do wonder whether Maidenhead might nick that.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't trust my reading anymore of the Maidenhead equation. I need a scientist. I've lost all faith in my own reading of it. So.
Talking one, Gateshead one, whatever. Wealdstone.
A little talk about that, John. Let's have a little chat about that. Yeah. I have only seen like brief highlights. The stats. This is the thing, right? The Torquay United stats. We are beating teams on stats.
I know.
So what is the problem?
Which
putting
makes
the ball
the more
in the
frustrating.
Net.
Frustrating.
Or what is the problem?
To take our chances.
Got to take your chances. That's what it is, isn't it?
Had enough chances to win that game comfortably.
Yeah.
But when you don't, you're liable to get National League. And we did. Mark Halstead got
keep getting
thrown
national
into the net. A proper National Leaguing. Have that.
The National Leaguings.
Into the back of the net. Ball and keeper.
Like, punched
you're
into the back of the
in.
Net. Boosh. Not a foul.
But then we had the blooming fourth official refereeing. Didn't want to be there.
Oh, God. Was it Stan Reid on?
I think it was. Well, I reckon Stan would have immediately ruled that out. No goal. But Stan, you're the linesman.
It is a crazy situation that they haven't got enough. That if this seems to be happening more and more, that refs getting injured.
What happened at Derby as well,
didn't
it? Happened
in
the away leg at Derby. It very rarely happens. We've had two in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, look, you know how the National Leaguing sort of save themselves up? Everyone gets sort of an equal amount over the season. I just think...
Are we going to have a brilliant
second half? We're
going to
have an amazing second half of the season.
Surely. Oh, God.
I've every confidence. I like this team. It's difficult not to be like a absolutely blind, positive. I just feel like, it feels touchable.
I don't feel like they're the worst squad we've ever put out. Put it that way.
No.
I just think...
At the beginning of the season, we were not playing well at all.
Just go on a run.
Couple of wins. Go on a run. Well, that is possible.
Yeah.
An unbeaten December.
Yeah,
an unbeaten December. Because you know how I always say when the clocks go back, the football starts? That doesn't bring into the fact that there's a World Cup on.
No, that wasn't factored in.
That wasn't factored in.
And of course, Putin's illegal war in Ukraine. That seems to be the going excuse, doesn't it? That's generally what the politicians say. Well,
call this season off.
Putin's illegal war in Ukraine.
Call this season off, I suggest. Can't we get the pandemic back? Just for a bit.
Who can we dispatch to Wuhan? We had a listener in Singapore. Get him out to that lab.
Wuhan. Ryan Wuhanson. Pandemic footballers. COVID Bing. Oh, right, God,
COVID
that is
Bing.
COVID Woosley.
Youngest ever player.
Not a talkie podcast.
Wealdstone 3, Scunthorpe 1. It's a dreadful, dreadful result for Scunthorpe there.
Yes.
And
they're struggling, John, aren't they?
The manager's gone, I think. Scunthorpe interim boss, Tony Dawes, steps down as takeover deal collapses. So it's all not good.
No, not good at all. Not good at all. Well, I was going to, they're having a terrible run, but then so are other teams.
Well, yes. And Yeovil won, Halifax 0. Matt Worthington scored the penalty and got sent off in the same game.
Ooh. Well, did he?
Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it? That's an interesting double.
Often. Yeah.
There we are. So give us a league table roundup.
Wrexham, on top, 46 points. Second, Notts County, 45. Third, Chesterfield, 40 points. Woking in fourth, 37. Then Southend and Barnet, fifth and sixth, 33 points. And Solihull North, seventh, on 30, and then in the relegation zone, Gateshead on 17, Aldermot on 17, Scunthorpe 15, and Torquay 15.
Is that all the National League news, John?
That's it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. Now, obviously it's all football and it's not a talky podcast, but I've written a song, John. Well, I've written the first draft of a song. Haven't quite got a tune for it yet.
Right.
About Trago Mills.
I'm keen to hear this.
Not a talky podcast, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'd like to involve listeners and our foffs, etc., in the writing of this song, so they feel like they've got an investment in the show going forwards, if they do want to come and see 24 Hour Pasty People. This is the vibe. It's about Trago.
Yeah.
Let me tell you of a place where peacocks can run free, where every other customer has a faint smell of wee. Rows of carpet conservatories, petrol bumper boats so you can sail and play. And to attract even more single men, the UK's biggest 00-gauge model railway. It's Trago, everything for sale, but nothing very good. Trago, amazed it's not burnt down by now, they must be uninsured. Trago, a telescope, a wolf fleece, a dream catcher, some hiking boots, lavender soap, brake shoes, a jeans patcher, quad biking suits, a Casio musical keyboard, and a Casio calculator, a patio jet washer, and a dental irrigator. If you're thinking of visiting, then I definitely say go. Are you actually from Devon? If you've never said, I'll get it cheaper in Trago. The Pound Shop Disney, it's Trago. Please come with me. I'm scared to go alone. To buy a chainsaw and a mobile phone, a trombone and a camouflage hat, a light-up collar for my cat, penis spaghetti and a Rambo knife, rainbow confetti and some herbal life, a Yankee candle and a wool mix rug, some khaki sandals and a thermos mug. It's Trago.
Lovely.
Lovely, isn't it?
It's a hit.
You think? Well, I've got to find a tune, a vibe, all sorts for it. But, you know, that'll be live in 24 Hour Pasty People. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, as promised, we have sunk all our money into a National League robot who's going to help us predict all the fixtures for this weekend in the National League. The robot joins us now. Good afternoon. Hello, robot.
Hello.
It's good. Now, I understand you're currently doing a little bit of work in Qatar around the World Cup, doing some predictions there. That's right, isn't it?
What is work?
Well, you are in Qatar.
I am in Qatar.
I hope you
robot in Qatar. Location Qatar.
I hope you're not an LGBT robot. That would be a disaster. You get smashed to pieces.
What is LGBT? Is it code?
But you're very kindly going to
don't forget Q+.
I did forget Q plus, sorry.
Don't forget about Dre.
Look, your main focus is the National League, and you're going to take a look at that now for us. So let's have a look at the weekend's fixtures, and you can tell us how each game's going to go. Does that sound good?
Please just input what you want me to do.
All right. Barnet Wealdstone, that's gone in. Let's have a look.
Barnet. Nil. Wealdstone. Nil.
Okay. A board. I hope this robot isn't a real misery and just likes board draws. So nil-nil Barnet Wealdstone. Okay, let's put in Bromley Yeovil.
Analyzing Bromley Yeovil. Bromley 4. Yeovil 2.
Oh, okay, right, fine. Bromley 4, Yeovil 2.
Analyzing Bromley, Yeovil. Yeovil is a shithole.
Eastleigh versus Boreham Wood, that's going in.
Analyzing Eastleigh. Spitfires. Eastleigh 1. Boreham Wood 2. I hate Boreham Wood. I do not understand emotion, but I hate Boreham Wood.
Halifax, Chesterfield, let's pop that in.
Analyzing Halifax. Halifax, 1. Chesterfield, 3.
Okay, and that's very fair. Very, very fair. Gateshead, Aldershot, that's going in.
Gateshead, 1. Aldershot. 2.
Oof.
Sorry. Correction. All the shit.
Correction. Maidenhead Dorking. Here you go. Get a load of this. Have you heard of the Maidenhead equation, computer?
Maidenhead, please refer to the equation.
Okay. But we can't work out the equation.
Please refer to the equation.
We've lost faith in the equation. We need your help.
Please refer to the equation.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll move on.
Please refer to the equation.
I'm going to have to control-alt-delete.
Syntax error in line 42.
Scunthorpe Notts County inputting.
Analyzing Scunthorpe. Scunthorpe. 1. Notts County. 3. Cameron OG.
he's gone into the specifics now. Solihull Moors Oldham, that's going in.
Analyzing Solihull Moors. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? Solihull Moors 2. Oldham 2.
Ooh, okay. A Desmond for you there, robot.
Who is Desmond? Analyzing Desmond. Analyzing Desmond. 1 moment. Analyzing Desmond.
We don't want to confuse him. It doesn't matter. Desmond.
Desmond Mpilo Tutu. Born October 1931. Died 26th of December 2021. Happy Christmas. Was a South African Anglican bishop and theologian known for his work as an anti-apartheid and human rights activist. Bishop of Johannesburg from 1985 to 1986. Archbishop of Cape Town from 1986 to 1996.
God, we're going to have to stop.
In both cases, being the first black African to hold the position. Escape. Theologically, he sought to fuse ideas from black theology with African theology.
Escape. God, stop. Right, let's quickly do the last couple. Southend, Altrincham, that's punching that in.
Analyzing Southend. Southend, 3. Altrincham. 1.
Ooh, back on the horse, South End. Woking Maidstone, that's going in.
Analyzing. Woking. Ben Winter. Ben Winter. Ben Winter.
It's the same Ben Winter now.
Ben Winter. Ben Winter.
He's stuck again. It is a great goal, to be fair. Right, we'll have to press escape and move on again because he's got stuck. And York Wrexham, that's going in as well.
York, nil, Wrexham, 4.
Ooh, and finally, this is a real test. Dagenham and Redbridge Torquay. Think very carefully, robot.
Analyzing I'm not a talking robot. I'm not a talking robot. Not a talking robot. One goal game. Either way.
But that's as much too as you're going to get out of it. Oh no.
Too hot.
He's overheating.
Qatar, too hot. Not fit. Oil.
Oh no. Oh dear. I think the robot's melted down. That's a shame. Well, that's always liable to happen in Qatar. It's 40 degrees. Well, we'll try and get him rebuilt for next week because I like the robot. I don't know about you. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. And John, it's time for letters from a listener.
When
you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John Cadogan?
Yes. Rich Mills gets in touch, the old Starzy Foff. He says, ooh. Dearest John and Charlie.
On the ice, Rich.
On the ice, Rich. I've considered the proposed 5-0-5 Baker formation. And while it has its benefits, as you point out, namely Asa Hall not having to run, confusing opposition midfielders, I think it needs a little bit more thought. It will likely break down in the fifth phase stock take.
Well, why? Oh, that's true. I hadn't taken the fifth phase stock take into account.
He says, now, while I don't like to question science, I do feel the Maidenhead equation doesn't factor in the je ne sais quoi of the National League, the way that a usually superb informed team can get turned over by a bunch of part-timers or shit-outs in the final minute of added time. So maybe put some brackets around the whole thing and stick a plus minus in front. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, look, we're not scientists, John.
Yeah.
We've left, hopefully, that the robot will be able to deal with that. We put so much money into the robot. It better bloody pay off.
Melted down at the first opportunity, but we'll get him fixed. We'll get him rebuilt. Thank you, Rich.
Feels like quite old. Feels like, for what we've paid for the robot, it feels like quite old technology.
Old tech, yeah. Well, look, you can't knock a classic, can you? Sometimes you need an old robot.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Andy Wells, the reducer. Tom Bridge.
Yes, hello, Tom Bridge.
He says Wrexham, because he's a Wrexham fan, have started blasting out Take That's Rule the World at the end of home games as the crowd files out, because the stadium DJ thinks it's appropriate. If you don't want
Rule the World,
that.
How does that go, John? Can we play that?
Light up the
I like that song.
Yeah.
You can rule the world. Okay.
Anyway, he says, however, on my 2-hour drive home from beating Aldershot, I dug into some old Nat Obs and particularly enjoyed episode 160. The highlight being Charlie's rendition of the Robbie Williams classic Angels, adapted to feature Tom Bridge Angels instead.
Tom Bridge Angels instead. That was last season in the trophy. Was it in the trophy? We went out the trophy early, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he says that he was disappointed.
It must have been this time of year.
He listened to the following episodes and no Foffs wrote in to sort of praise it. So he's saying, a year late, well done. It was fabulous. So there we go.
Wow.
Thanks, Andy.
I'm Tom Bridge Angels instead.
It was a good one.
Yeah. It was a good one, wasn't it?
Very good one. Tom Rogers, the Jolly Rogers, gets in touch. He says, hello, boys, on the ice. Thoroughly the ice. Enjoying the podketter. As always.
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to note there are other World Cup National League alumni. Because remember, we tried to work out how many National League players in the World Cup. We thought of Kiefer Moore, and that was it.
Yeah.
He says Wales' own Zorba Thomas came up from Boreham Wood. Now
making
one step up from the National League to the international stage. I think he went to Huddersfield, didn't he?
He did. He was good, wasn't he? Was he at Boreham Wood?
Yeah, he was at Boreham Wood.
I
think he's at...
Didn't we used to play Greek music for him, John?
I think we did.
Is that the racially sensitive thing we used to do?
That's fine, isn't it? Joe Morrell of Wales is also formerly of Sutton and Margate. In any case, with at least three former National League alumni in the team, surely this means that Wales are the official representative team at the World Cup for the National League supporter. Well,
yes.
No longer. Well, they're out
not anymore, I'm afraid. Yeah. They probably wrote this last week when we didn't do a show.
He says, may also be the first, perhaps over-eagerly, to congratulate you on your bicentenary. I caught onto the pod during early lockdown. It's kept me company catching up on season one through lots of long, tedious walks. Well, I was like, a bit, love the show, Tom. But
no, that's lovely.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
No,
that's very nice. Tom, formerly
of
Singapore.
That's always nice when people say that.
He was our Singaporean.
He was going to be our Wuhan correspondent.
He's going to get out to Wuhan and unleash the virus again for us. He says formally now. So. And finally, Pete officially. It's Pete officially.
But you call me Peter.
He says, I'm sure he's never heard
never,
that.
Never not fun.
He says, greetings, gents. While getting my fix of all things Qatar via the excellent Guardian Football Daily. What's this?
Okay, yeah.
I couldn't help but notice.
This is Max, isn't it?
I couldn't help but notice a slightly suspicious blooper. At the end of the podcast, Max Rushton was sharing an email from a Gillingham supporter regarding Neil Harris, who had signed off with, presumably, Up the Jills for Gillingham.
Up the Jills.
Rushton, however, read this as Up the Goals.
Up the Goals.
Despite correcting himself, the damage was done. A slip of the tongue, maybe, or were there more sinister games afoot? Had someone, a close colleague, perhaps, engaged in a bit of clandestine script editing? Who really knows?
He'd been hanging around with me too long.
Radio, yeah.
Yeah, you see, hanging around with me too long, saying Talk United in his ear. It gets everyone in the end, John, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You just have to keep saying it to people, exactly. And eventually they love it.
They just can't help.
The amount of...
do nothing else but sheer tiredness.
Yeah, just sheer exhausted.
Just shut up about them.
Who cares? Stop it. I care. We care.
There they go. That's it. That's all your letters. That's your
what
podcast.
A lovely bunch of letters. Thank you so much. Do get in touch if you can on what's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com. Right.
There we are. On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.